have any don't have anything profound here today. Nothing that you would probably term as deep or revealing, except when God comes and begins to anoint something to our hearts and inspires it to us. It's good and effective in our life. And that's what we need today, all of us. As we go through life, we need the touch of God. I thought of the songs that have been sung, mentioned anyway as the specials this morning. The one about God being in control. Folks, there are places that we all go through in life that sometimes we can feel just like those disciples were in that boat. Lord, we perish. Wake up, we're about to drown. Where's your faith? Folks, sometimes we're just humans and we see the waves boisterous and we feel overwhelmed. And then there's a verse of the song that says, "Lead me to that rock that's higher than I." There's a place of refuge for our soul. And I am so grateful that that's still here. And as we watch each other, when it's your time to go through the fire, you know, I don't know where Daniel was that day, the three Hebrew children went in that flame. But it could have been he was had another post of duty and was off over at a distance watching, and he was probably saying, "Oh Lord, help my brother. Lord, help him. Lord, I know these brethren." And when they came out of there, I imagine he was rejoicing. And then when I watch you go through the fire, when it's your time, I'm praying for you. And when I see you digging a well, leaving behind some way marks on the road, leaving something behind, and when others, younger ones that have been watching your folks, people, we watch each other. And we should. Because when I see the Lord giving you something there, it gives me something too. I take courage, and I'm blessed. And I want to ask you, when you go through your places in life, that you'll dig right on down until the water starts coming up and you find a place of refreshing right down in the valley. Well, I'd like to think about something today. The thought is found over here in Psalms, the 23rd chapter. And I would ask you today, if you have some scriptures that come to mind with this thought today, if you feel like the Lord would have you to share it, I want you to feel free to do that today. I know that's a little bit different than what we normally do, but I want you to feel free that if the Lord gives you something, some thoughts, some of these scriptures, or if the Lord inspires a scripture to you today, you feel free to share it with us as we go through this today. The thought, though, is found in the 23rd chapter of Psalms, and the third verse says, "He restoreth my soul." Then it says, "He leads me in paths of righteousness." Now, I want to think today about paths and ways. As you let your mind run right now, you'll find places in the Scripture where the way of a man. You find some things that might come to your mind. I think right now about ways, and today there's a lot of things, a lot of ways that are presented to you and I. There's a lot of courses of action we can take. There's a lot of decisions we can make. There's a lot of things that we can choose to do. Some of them are good, some of them are not. And as we pass through life, our prayer and my prayer for not only myself, but my prayer for all of you is that, Lord, Lead us in paths of righteousness. In right ways. Righteousness is things like kind of a long and a big word that is real, really simple. Just what's right. In right ways. Lead me in paths that are right. And you know, folks, a lot of times you don't really need anybody to define that to you. Sometimes we would say, well, we need strong preaching, and sometimes we just need sensitive spirits toward the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we need strong preaching too. We need anointed preaching. But we need our hearts anointed to righteousness. We need a heart that says, Lord, lead me in paths of righteousness for Your name's sake.
Amen.
And I would like now to look over in Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Pray for us as we think about this, and I trust the Lord will anoint some thoughts to your mind also. Proverbs, the fourth chapter. We're thinking now about the ways, right ways, and choices that you and I are making. Sometimes we don't see well the future. Sometimes we don't see the import of sometimes the small decisions that we're making today. A lot of times we're not able to see well into the future and what that little decision that I make today, how impactful that will be on my tomorrows. And young folks, I've been right where you are. Some decisions that I made when I was young, I wish I could retract. And some the Lord has helped me to rebuild and change direction on. He comes by sometimes and gives us counsel. Gives us these little touches, these little nudges, these little things that calls to our soul. I want to ask you today, lend a sensitive ear to His voice. And allow Him to lead you in paths that are right. Over here in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, we want to look here, start out in the 14th verse. This counsel was being given. It says, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. You know, that seems to be like a given. We would say, well, that's right. But yet, something about the way is enticing. This counsel is given to a young man. He's looking at his future, and there's so many enticements. Not just for young men, but for you and I as we go through this life. There's so many things present itself. And evil almost never presents itself with all the pain that's behind it. Evil almost never stands up and says, you know what, if you'll get started down my path, if you get started down that you're going to have trouble. It doesn't say that. But it says, if you just start down my path, it's easy. It's pleasant. And it will present itself as something that is so enticing and so nice to do. Oh, the counsel has said, though, don't enter into that path.
Amen.
Enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. You know, as we look around, there's a lot of evidence that will present itself to how the way, is this a good way or not? If we look around, we'll find people who have taken, evil men have taken evil paths.
Yes.
This isn't the first generation evil paths have been tried in.
Oh, no.
We've got a long track record. We could look. The Scripture says that wisdom is crying in the streets.
Yes.
Wisdom is out there speaking.
That's so.
We don't have to retry some of those paths. We don't have to try to reinvent and say, well, I think I can do that path better. I think I can avoid the pain. Some of the paths have been tried and proven to be wrong. God would have you and I to listen to the cry of wisdom.
Amen.
And leave off the vulnerability to its enticements.
Amen.
Realize that it's been tried before and I recognize it to be wrong. And though maybe I think I'm younger and I'm wiser and I can do it better, that's the same path that the others took. That's the same enticement that they felt. And they made shipwreck. And you and I will too. The counsel said, don't go down that path.
Amen.
Don't try it. Enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of the evil man. Avoid it. And then it says, pass not by it.
Yes.
Turn from it.
Amen.
In other words, when the enticement and all the glitter and everything, the advertisement of it, and the devil knows well how to use modern advertisement, not just the media, but he will approach your mind and mine in such enticing ways and advertise the way. This says, don't fall prey to it.
Amen.
Don't walk over by it. What would have happened if Eve would have never walked by the path to the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Wouldn't we have been better off by far? Don't go by it. Don't go down the path. The enticement is there and all the advertisement, all everything approaches. Oh, don't go down that way. Pass not. Turn from it and pass away. Go the other direction, in other words. For they sleep not except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away. Listen to what's driving them. They don't feel accomplished unless they've done something wrong. Their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fail. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But now let's contrast that path with another. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more the perfect day.
Amen. Yes,
oh, I want to tell you something. There have been people that have tried this path too.
Amen.
And proven it to be right.
Yes.
And my heart grows tender when I think of some of them. I know this story, maybe not all of you here will know this man well, but some of you do know him well. Y'all remember Brother Jim White out in West Virginia? Some of you who don't remember him well, you miss something. His early life wasn't very good. He was one of the paratroopers that was dropped in behind the beaches there of Normandy. He saw a lot of severe fighting in World War II. It did some. I honor the man for what he's done. But there was some spiritual lacks that came in his life. And he didn't treat his family well. There were things that was wrong. But then he came and got saved. And the path that he had been taking that had brought nothing but pain and destruction, pain to not only himself but his family, it hurt his family badly. But he left that path. And he started down one that shone more and more unto a perfect day. I want to tell you, I watched the man. Didn't know him well when he first took that. Didn't know him at all when he first took that path. That was years ago. But as I began to watch the things and the choices that he made, when I became aware of him, and I saw him when he dealt with issues in his life, he was an humble man, always willing to admit where he was, always willing to desire more of God. He was hungry for that light, that one that shines more and more into the perfect day. He wanted that path. And when there were those that of his family that didn't do things well, that was very hurtful to him, I never heard him stand up and accuse them. When he had right to, seemed like he had right to say they'd done me wrong. You know what he always said? He said, I love my wife. Yes. Pray for my wife. I want her to be saved.
Yes.
And she didn't do things that were very nice to him at all. But he found grace in his soul. He hunted a path.
Amen.
He sought for a path that was right. Folks, we've had some folks that have went before us that have blazed a trail, and it's a good trail.
Amen.
And they did it right.
Thank you, Lord.
And again, I tell you, my heart grows tender when I think of those who went through the things. I'm a little nostalgic anyway. But I look at the past and some of our old saints that have gone on. And I begin to hear sometimes of the story, some of the story of their life that they never told, but other people knew. And I've heard some. And I say, how did they do that? And my heart does magnify the Lord because I know He took them through.
That's right.
And they went through because they hunted the path. They looked for the good path. The path of the just is as a shining light. And I want to tell you, some of their paths are still shining light today. They've marked well a good path. The path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more into the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness.
Amen.
I had a great uncle one time that his path that he chose, and sometimes we can make excuses for maybe how we were raised, and folks, that does have an effect on our life, I understand. But God's greater than your raising.
Amen.
I'm not saying that you won't have some of that to deal with, but God is still in control.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
God is able to take the wounded places. And listen to me well. God is able to take the wounded places in your life and begin to rebuild those wounded places and set you on a path that shines more and more unto the perfect day. You need not go crippled the rest of your life. I hope you get that today. I don't know exactly why I said that right now, but I feel like sometimes we as humans in a crowd this size, there may be wounded spirits. And I just really want to tell you that God's greater than your wound.
Amen.
He's able to bring healing where it looks like the crippled foot can never walk again.
Amen.
There is a path that He wants to set you on. One of healing. One of restoration. One where the lame need not be turned out of the way.
Amen.
One where the crippled feet will be made straight. And I believe that the Lord wants to do that for every one of us. In those places in our life, wounds come in all different shapes. Some wounds go deep in your heart. And I won't tell you that healing always comes at a snap of a finger. But a lot of times it comes on a pathway that we choose to take. But as you follow on this pathway, it's a good way that shines more and more unto the perfect day. It's a way that the Lord wants to woo you and I down.
Yes.
Invites us to take the path. And as we follow down that path, at some point we'll be amazed at what the Lord has done. We have a song that says, I can see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years, often hindered in my journey by the ghosts of doubts and fears. But how sweetly Jesus whispers. Maybe that's not what that... Is that the rest of that verse? What I think I diverted from that. Anyway, ghosts of doubts and fears. Broken vows and disappointments, thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit has led unerring to the land that I hold today. That's a testimony of somebody else that went down the path. Don't you know that can be your testimony too? Somebody else dug a well in their valley. Somebody else found grace. Somebody else found the Lord. As they went down the path, they found Him sufficient. When the Scripture says, My grace is sufficient for thee, do you think it was telling you a lie? It's not. Sometimes it might be difficult for you to grasp it in the moment of your greatest need, but the fact is, the Scripture is true. His grace is sufficient for thee. I just say, God help us to avail ourselves of the grace. Oh, 20th verse here says, My son, attend to my words. Incline your heart to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. This counsel that he was saying, eschew evil. Walk away from it.
Yeah.
That which you recognize as defiling, though it be enticing, walk away from it, my son. Don't let it take root in your heart. Because when you do, it will start giving you, you'll be going down the path of destruction, that the pain that you won't want. So my son, listen to me. The writer saying, please listen. Take my counsel. You see, it's been tried before. Perhaps the writer himself had tried the path and trying to protect his son from going down that path. There have been sometimes some things that I took, some paths that I took in my youth that I didn't want my children to take at all. And you might say, well, I hear the world use this term of you did it. You're being hypocritical to try to tell your children. There's nothing hypocritical about that at all.
Amen.
When you recognize it doesn't work, you ought to say, don't do it.
Amen.
I think there's something wise to say, oh, child, I want to protect you. Don't do that.
Amen.
Found it to be a wrong path. I think it's only wise for us to do that. My son, tend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from... Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. Oh, be careful. You know what this heart is, what it's talking about? The places where your affections are.
Yeah.
That you let in the door. That you began to take in. You know, a lot of times, well, let me just take a biblical example. Eve wouldn't have been enticed if she wouldn't have looked. There was something there that got her attention. And she began to focus her thoughts on that. Began to look at the thing.
Yes.
My son, don't do that. Don't let yourself be enticed. Keep your heart with all diligence. Oh, and sometimes maybe we can find ourselves in the busyness of life and everything's going along. We begin to recognize, well, I started down a path. I wake up to the idea, to the realization that, you know, this is it. I need to amend.
Yes.
Do that.
Amen.
That's keeping your heart with all diligence.
Yes.
Letting the Lord enliven us and help us to recognize, I need to amend my ways. Choose a path that's right.
Yes, amen.
Oh Lord, lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. I want to be like you.
Yes, amen.
I see you and I see it worked. Oh, sometimes, you know, people can talk about the life of Christ and the death on the cross, and to those who are worshippers of the flesh, the death on the cross seems like a very foolish thing. But to those who want to make heaven and want to have the good life, I'm talking about the good peace in your soul, the way of the cross has wondrous glory.
Amen.
Oft I've proved it to be true. When I'm in the way so narrow, I can see a pathway through, though it might be the cross. And how sweetly Jesus whispers, go ahead, take the cross. You don't need to be afraid of it.
Amen.
For I've tried the way before thee, and just ahead is the glory.
Yes.
Keep on down that path.
Amen.
Guard well your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a mouth that's froward. Good counsel. That's a path, folks.
Yes, it is.
We can take into our character, we can embrace a mouth that doesn't speak true and right things. Did you know life is built on trust? Marriages, your job. You know you're not going to advance well in your job if you go in there with a froward mouth. If you don't just speak, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. If you're not honest and true, did you know you're not going to do very well? You're going to have problems. You know something else? When you build in your life this frowardness, this not being true, there will be a day come as you get all mixed up in your froward ways, there will be a day come that you look yourself in the mirror and won't like who you've become. And so the council has said, don't go down that path.
That's right.
It's good not to, because you won't like what it brings to you. Put away frowardness.
Yes.
Just, it seems like young people, and believe me, I went down this froward mouth path, and it didn't bring me good things. It's one of the things the Lord had to save me from, a froward mouth path. Well, it has different definitions, and the one I'm using today at this point is a path that is just, it's all about me. It's not true. It's not being faithful. It's not being something that somebody can, it's deviating from the right. Frowardness. Untoward generation. Something similar to that. Toward. Toward is one that goes forward. Instead of back, untoward is one that turns around and goes backwards in ways that we recognize are not good. And a froward mouth is one who runs out there and dabbles in things that are out of bounds. Things that are unhealthy. You understand?
Contrary,
yes. Contrary to soundness. That's one of the paths that I went down. And I found a day in my life that I didn't like. I remember, the reason why I use that example, looking yourself in the mirror, because I was one of those. I remember the day I looked myself in the mirror and tears were running down my face because I didn't like who I had become. I have to. I've been right there. Looked at the man in the mirror. Said, I don't like you. Aren't you glad for salvation? And so then those who went down the path looks at his son and says, oh my son, listen to what I'm saying. Don't go down that path. Oh, avoid it. Don't go over by it. Stay away from it. There are paths that have proven themselves to be right. There are people that have found the good way, have lived it all the way to the end. There's the Brother Whites that have made it. And by the grace of God, I want to be one of those too. I want to find the same path. Don't you know that in 2013 there's still a good path? Don't you know that maybe you're young here today and you wonder what tomorrow holds? I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I can tell you there's a good path. There's a way to go through it. And the Lord wants to confirm that way to your life. For you feel the anointing hand of God on your life as you pass through all the confusions of life. Sometimes you think confusions, difficult times in your youth, but that's not where it ends. You're going to have it throughout life. But He doesn't leave you hopeless. He said, I won't leave you without the comfort. I'll come again and I'll be with you all the way to the end. He didn't say those words to the air. He said those to people who wanted to make it. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. I tell you again, just like a song said earlier, He's in control.
Amen.
Oh, let's bring ourselves under His control with pleasure of heart. I want to be your child.
Yes.
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let your eyes look right on. You know, those who will gain a goal, purpose in their heart to do that, unwilling to be detracted. I'll give you a carnal example. You ever heard of Navy SEALs? And those of you who have read about them and learned about the Navy SEALs, it's not everybody can be a Navy SEAL. And it's not necessarily the big and strong husky man. That doesn't qualify you to be a Navy SEAL. We think sometimes the Navy SEALs and the things they can do and the adverse situations they can operate under and do it well. I've read some books about them. I'm going to tell you what. I don't know how a human can do some of those things. You know how they got there? They would not be denied. Would not. I'm going to be there. I will do it. And they do one final test toward the end of their training that is so arduous that it's nearly a week of torture. Deprived of sleep. And many a man doesn't make it. You know what they're wanting to weed out? We're wanting to weed out. They're not trying to weed out the strong. They're wanting to weed out those who will buckle. They're wanting to find those who will gain the prize at all costs. I want it more than anything else in this world. Can you apply that today to your spiritual walk? Set your face, listen. Let thine eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path that your foot is taking. And decide purpose in your heart, I will not be denied. Come what may, and sometimes, folks, some difficult things will more than likely come across your path, will come in your way. But say within your heart, I will not be denied. I have a goal. My eyes are looking straight forward. Though 1,000 fall by my right hand, 10,000 by my left,
on each side. I see all this demise. But oh, I'm looking straight forward. I'm not going to quit. And I want you to know that the Lord's able to take you through.
Amen.
Ponder the path of your feet. And let all your ways be established. Did you know that some of the ways that man can take are like the troubled sea? Some ways they don't have a foundation. We can choose ways that shift with the fickle ideas of humanity. And I want to tell you, if you choose that way, you're going to find it coming to a dead end, and you're going to have to take a detour, because all of a sudden man's fickle human ideas are going to shift courses all of a sudden. You think you're up with the times and you're dressing according to the modern worldly code, and all of a sudden shifts gears and heads in another direction. And you say, well, you know, when I was young, there was a time when skinny breeches on a feller down his legs, and then they popped out, and they called them bell bottoms. And then they got to thinking those would look nice if you frayed the bottom and just had a lot of fringe on a guy, no less. Don't you know that the devil likes to take people and try to see how much of a fool he can make them look like? And all the while they think they're being right up with the times. Don't let your path be that fickle.
Amen.
Let your path be one of good, solid foundation. I understand that there's general norms of modesty and proper ways of dress. I know there's a certain amount of that affects us. But be careful that you don't give yourself to the ways that the world wants to push you into.
Amen.
Because it won't lead stability in your life. Let your ways be established. Have a foundation of godliness. Right ways, you see. Righteous ways. Because if you take that path, you won't find that you're always being shoved here and shoved there, and you never will be able to find who you are. There was a time they talked about trying to search and find out who they are. Well, the reason why you never find out who they are, because they're always trying to be who somebody else is. You know, God made you. And He wants you to have a secure foundation.
Amen.
Let your ways be founded, be established on godliness and righteousness and the holy way. That leads us over here to Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Before I get there, maybe I'll mention over, was it, I believe it's Psalms 119th chapter, first part, I believe, of that chapter. It talks about how can a young man cleanse his ways. What works? You know how, what works? When he takes heed to the ways of right. I didn't quote that well.
Yeah.
Takes heed unto the Lord's ways anyway. That's what works. That brings cleansing. Not just of a young man, but of any way that's unlike God. Take heed to the ways of righteousness. It'll bring cleansing and proper direction in your life. Over here to Isaiah, the 35th chapter, I believe. It says here about a way, a highway.
Yes.
And a way shall be there. And a highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. Did you know the Lord can make you right while you live here?
Amen.
This is not prophecy of a day that's way out in the future before us today. This is a prophecy of the gospel age that we're in. This is what the prophet was seeing about the day when Christ would come up and bring His great salvation to mankind. A way will be there, a highway. It's set up above.
Yes.
It's not down in the corrupt gutters of human thinking, but it's set up. And He calls us unto the ways of holiness and righteousness. Did you know if He calls you there, folks, He's able to get you there. He doesn't call idly to something that can't be. He's able to bring you and I to the way of holiness. If our heart is set on it, He's able to get us there. I want to encourage you today, not let the devil cheat you from that. The devil would like to try to tell you that you'll never gain victories in your life. You're going to have places in your life that you meet strong temptations. You're going to have some failures in your life. But you know the Lord wants to strengthen those places. He wants to perfect that concerns you. He wants to bring you into the higher way, the one that's built up. He wants to bring you into holiness of life. And the reason why He wants it more than anything else for you is because He knows the other way is very destructive. And He wants you to have life more abundantly. His desire, when He looks at you and I want to take that imperfect person, I want to set as a refiner and as a fuller, I want to purify. I want to set them up. I want to bring them to a place where they're established on this highway, on this way of righteousness, this holy way, way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. I think, these wayfaring men, who are these people? These were the Abrahams, those who sojourned in a land. Those who were saying, this isn't my home, I'm looking for something greater. All folks, I'm looking. Now the Lord gives us holiness and righteousness here. But we declare by what we do in life, whether this is my home or not. If you are attached to the ways of this, how else can I say this? I say the ways of the world. Sometimes that's a word that kind of just goes through us. But what that means is the ways that the world chooses to take. When you and I get enticed down those roads, and we claim to be Christian, but yet we are taking these little courses. You know what we're saying? We're testifying that I'm part of it. And the Lord wants to preserve us from that way. He wants us on the highway. The one that's cast up. The one that is built up. The one that is elevated above that degradation and destruction. And He wants you and I to take that path. A holy path. The unclean shall not pass over, but it shall be for those, the travelers. Those who declare by their life, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere else in here. When I die, these things are all going to go away anyway, but I'm looking for a crown. And Paul was looking for it good. And he said, I fought a good fight. Don't you know he took the right way? Oh, Brother Paul, was it right when they were hitting you with the whips and cutting your back and you and Silas were in prison and seemed like everybody else looked on and said, oh, what? All they had to do was keep quiet. They didn't have to say those things. All they had to do, they didn't have to be stir up people like, they didn't have to say that. And maybe in the middle of the midnight hour, there may have been just before the dark, maybe they were saying, oh, I'm hurting. I can't even rub my back. But they took a good way. You know why? They started singing at midnight and the Lord came down.
That's right.
It's the right way, folks. It's been blazed well by those who have went before us. And they testified, this world's not my home. They said it plainly as they went along through life. There's a crown.
Amen.
And He said it's laid up for me, but not just me, for all of those who love His appearing. It's for you too. There, me. Paul's talking about me. He's talking about you. Oh, may the Lord help us to purpose in our heart.
to go that way, the wayfaring men. Those who are traveling through this world below, but our eyes are set on heaven. Though fools don't need their, you don't have to be the smartest, the highest IQ. You don't have to have that to make heaven. All you have to do is have a heart to want to go.
Amen.
And purpose in your heart, I want to do wherever you lead me, Lamb. Oh, my Heavenly Father. Folks, I want to tell you, the wisest man on this earth will not have the ability to guide his path.
Amen.
He's got to do the same thing you and I do. He's got to say, Lord, lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake.
Amen.
I need your hand guiding me, Lord. And old fool, you don't need air therein. The lion shall not be there. The ravenous beast. What's this talking about? Things that are the evil things that would eat things in your life. The good. See, the lion likes to come along and pounce on and destroy. Here on this way, the Lord's eradicating the evil. Moving out the lion, moving out the ravenous beast. No galley with oars, another place talks about that. The ravenous beast shall go up. No lion or ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk. Those who have found Him sweet. How about it this morning? Have you found Him sweet? Is this talking about you? Oh, there's a good path for you and I to walk on. I see time's getting away and must hurry on. There's a verse that talks about, Jesus said it in the Sermon on the Mount. And He said, talked about two ways. And two gates that you can go in. He said, one is very wide and easily found. He said, many find it. And then He talks about another. You remember what way that path led? Now, it doesn't say at the beginning of that path, it said, attention to all, 125 miles destruction. Welcome to the path. It's not what it says. But be assured, you head down that path and you continue down that path. It leads to destruction. That's what Jesus said, and it's true. And there's another path. And it also really doesn't have a sign advertising it either. Except it has people that have proven it to be true.
Amen.
Jesus said it leads to life everlasting. He said, few take it. And I think sometimes the reason why few take it is because they seem to think that the path is hard. They look at it and say, but I've got to deny my flesh. And so it appears to be hard. But really, the path of the transgressor is hard. Look around. Wisdom is crying. Wisdom testifies to it. In the streets. It's open. You don't have to look very hard to find it. Many times just look at our neighbors and you can recognize the path of a transgressor is hard. Now, I'm not saying that it's all going to be just always pleasant walking in the right path, but it'll be good for the soul. You'll have peace. You know it to be right. As you follow on, after a while, you get to the point that crown starts looking brighter and brighter. And you start thinking a little bit more about that joyful meeting in glory. And you think about getting up there and seeing all the good old saints who's made it before. And you just want to be there with them.
Amen.
I've watched old saints come to the point where this old world starts just losing its value. It doesn't mean much to them anymore. Just recently there was a man at home that he hadn't lived saved for about all his life. He had lung cancer. And the Lord, I believe, gave it to him to
to give him a good opportunity. And we was over there one day and talking with him. And he was real tender. Tears were coming down his face. And I said, "Charlie, I want to ask you, is it all well with your soul?" And he began to tell me that, he said, I've talked to the Lord a number of times when I'm out kind of by myself. I talk to Him, but He wasn't able to say that it's all under the blood. So I went away from there really burdened. Because, folks, it's normal for us. I don't care if you've lived long for the Lord and you're coming down to the end of your life, it's normal for us to do some real soul searching.
Yes, it is.
It's normal for us. Make sure all is well.
Amen.
And so I went home and I had received such a burden that, Lord, help him to do some real soul searching. Oh, Lord, I want to see Charlie searching to make sure all is well. I heard what he said, but Lord, I want to see the soul searching going on. And evidently the Lord is answering that prayer. The next time I went to see him, I'd ask him, I said, "Charlie," he couldn't get up and do anything. I said, "Is there anything that you'd have me to do out in the garden, out in the yard, anything you want me to do?" And he just shook his head stronger than I've ever heard him, saw him shake his head. Those things, he said, don't mean anything to me anymore. You get to that place. He said, "Would you pray for my wife? She had a little infection in the eye." And she said, "Would you pray for her?" So we got down on our knees and began to pray. I prayed and my wife prayed. And when I said amen, or when we said amen, I thought maybe the praying was over with. But it wasn't so. He led right on out in prayer too. His family had never heard him do that. Never heard him do that. And he began to pray. And when he got through, he looked at me and told me, he said, "I've been talking to the Lord a lot the last few nights." And he said, "I believe the Lord has accepted me."
Thank the Lord.
I couldn't. It wasn't too many days after that we had his funeral. And there was nothing more comforting I could have given the family than to tell them. Nothing more comforting. Some of his family, they're not serving the Lord, but they know it's right. And I said that to them, and I watched them. Tears began to just flow down their eyes because they knew they wanted that for him.
Yeah.
Folks, there's a good path that you and I can take, and the Lord wants to have it for us. There's a wide path that's easily taken, but there's this other path that's good and right. And when we come down to the end of life, we can say with the clarity of our heart, all is well. See, that's the way that leads to everlasting life. And it's offered to us today. It's offered. And we don't have to define strictly. We don't have to. I don't need to tell you what's good or what's right. Because if you're sensitive and you hunger, you want to seek the good path, you'll know what's right.
Amen.
You see, where it gets complicated is when I want to make room for me. And that's where the issues get all confused in my mind. That's when I say, "Well, what's the right way here?" But when I decide I don't want to make room for me, I just want room for God, things begin to get crystal clear. And I know what's right. And I ask you today to choose that path with all your heart. Because that path is right. God is able to take us safely unto the end. I had some other scriptures there, but I don't believe I need to bring them. I believe you understand the thought of our heart this morning. I want to encourage us here today and in this generation particularly that we live in, that we will choose the right path. Willingly and joyfully embrace it. Even when sometimes it cuts against the flesh. Do it because it's right.
Amen.
And you will reap great benefits in the future. And at some point, the greatest benefits you can ever reap is when you come down to lay your life down and you know all is well. You can say along with Paul, "I fought a good fight. Finished my course. I'm ready to go now. Pray for me. I don't want to be able to say that when I come down tomorrow."